really got a splinter in my foot. I really feel like it's dug in deep.
Oh, Shan's got a splinter.
It hurts.
Because of my stupid wooden floors. Do you need me to have a look at it?
What? No. You just want to look at my toes, don't you?
I absolutely do not want to look
Liv's
at your toes.
Liv's got a foot fetish.
I do not.
It's all coming out now, guys.
I don't even do feet.
No, I took off gel toes.
Because it turns me on too much.
She gets too excited. Imagine, like, getting your toes out.
No, is it all right, though?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you need to get some tweezers?
No. I can't see it. Oh. I just looked. I can't see anything.
Oh, that's
I think
weird.
I got the majority out, but maybe it's just the pain that's still lingering.
Yeah.
I'll be okay, guys. Don't worry about me.
Oh, poor Shan.
I know.
As usual, before we dive in, we want to let you all know what question we'll be answering on this week's episode of More Natters. So this week's question comes from Karina from That Redhead Nail Tech on Instagram and TikTok. I love that name.
I know.
I feel like that should be your name.
It's so cute, isn't it? I was like, oh, slay. Two gingers.
So go and show Karina some love. But she asked over on the Patreon, what are your thoughts on education in the nail industry? There's been a lot of discourse around educators, course regulations and standards, etc. I know you both had different training, so I'm curious on your thoughts. I really like that question.
That's a good one.
I feel like that is a really good question. So if you would like to hear our answer to that question, then head over to Patreon. It'll be live now over there. Just click the link down below or in our Instagram and TikTok bio. On our link tree.
Yes.
So, should we dive in?
Let's go.
So, welcome to this week's episode of Nail Tech Natters. I'm Liv.
I'm Shan.
And today we are going to be talking all about service times and how to speed them up. We all know that timings is a massive subject when you're a beginner nail tech.
Yeah. We're never really a big thing for me. I'm not going to lie. It is a very big subject, isn't it, that's talked about a lot. But I just never really
bothered. I think I was the same. I don't think I was overly bothered. I was, like, bothered in the sense of, like, how am I going to make enough money if I can only do, like, 3 clients in a day?
Yes, yes.
But not in a sense of, like, I was bothered about how long it was taking me or how long my clients were sitting there for.
Yeah, and I'm still to this day. It doesn't bother me. I think good quality work takes a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do think it comes with, like, confidence.
Yeah.
Like, if how you perceive it, because I do understand why some people might be a bit conscious of their time, because they think, oh, my client might be thinking I'm taking too long, it's taking too much time out of their day, etc. But personally, I don't think timings matter.
I don't think they do either. I think I'm having, like, the opposite problem right now. I spoke to you about this.
Yeah. You were like, I'm going too fast and I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm like able to do a builder gel infill with, like, a gel polish colour in, like, 50 minutes.
That is a slay.
Which is absurd.
But Liv, these are the reasons probably why you will hear in
that
this
is
episode.
So true. If you want to get the biggest tip, then wait until the end.
Wait until the end, because it's my favourite.
We're such clickbaiters. Are we really doing that?
I love it. No, we're slowly turning into it. It's like, I know what to do with this one.
Yeah, let me just move this light, sorry.
No, it's fine. So wait till the end, guys, to see what my personal favourite one is.
Yes. So, we did want to start off by just saying, like, if you are at the beginning of your nail tech journey, mm-hmm. at the start of your career, like, I don't want you to think that, like, timings matter, because they don't, because it really does, like,
yeah,
you'll be fine, like, it
just because we're doing an episode on it don't mean, like, wait, like, if you haven't been bothered about your timings, don't see this episode as is it something
no.
I should be worrying about. We just get quite a few questions on it, don't we?
Yes.
And we've had quite a few people be like, oh, what about my service time and all this sort of stuff, so we thought it might be good to hear two people's perspective on it.
Yeah, definitely. So the first one we have is I really like this one, actually, because I don't think it's something that people think about. Mm. It's making sure that you are carrying out your consultation at the same time as working. So what I mean by that is, I don't mean for a new client. So with a new client, I think it's really important that you give them that extra 10 minutes of undivided attention at the beginning of the appointment so that you can, you know, really ask them about their nail history and any problems they've had in the past, etc., yeah, etc., what nails I've had done. I think that's important. What I'm talking about is like with your regular clients. So like a consultation would consist of you asking them how their nails have been, you know, if they've had any problems, what nail art they want today,
yeah,
would you like the shape changing, all of that sort of stuff. So for your regulars, I think making sure that you are just getting them sat down in the chair and start working before,
yeah,
you know, like don't sit there and have like a 10 minute conversation with them beforehand of questions that you don't need to ask them while she's sat, like,
I was
face
very
to face.
Guilty of that.
I was as
my
well.
My clients would sit down and I'd make them a coffee and I would wait until the coffee fully finished making and it'd be two separate pods, so it would be sat there for a good 5 minutes and I'd just be talking to them about random stuff. Whereas now I'll sit them down, do you want a coffee? Yeah, put it in, start working, yeah, while the coffee's, these little tiny things like that that you think, oh, it'll only take me 5 minutes, but 5 minutes and then another 5 minutes here, and then all of a sudden, yeah, you've got 15 minutes off your service time. So little things like that. I agree, Matt. Yeah, definitely.
Oh. So yeah, just like asking them, you know, like even in terms of like if they're wanting like a gel polish color and they don't know what color they want,
yes,
letting them just like sit and look at your swatches while she's working, mm-hmm, like they have a free hand, they can use that hand to do that with.
Yeah.
Do it before you move on to the builder gel part, because then they'll start getting fluff everywhere.
Yeah, stick it, literally. It's like these are things you learn as you go. But yeah, like even one of the other tips is get them to send the inspo pic beforehand.
Yes.
So if you say to your clients, if you know they're coming for nail art, send me the picture beforehand. You then know what you are dealing with on that day. You know what kind of brushes you might need, what kind of detail paints you might need, etc. So if I had a client who had already sent me one of their I had a sudden panic that I didn't click record, but I did and I already checked it. Yeah, so you've got your regular client in, they've already sent you the inspo pic beforehand. While they've sat down and you're debulking, you can say, okay, so like you say, any shape change, all that, yeah, good stuff. And then you can go into, so the design you sent me, you still wanting that? Are you wanting it the same way that the picture is sent? Is there any changes you want? Do you want to do the same kind of colours? All that sort of stuff. And I sometimes even, like I have a little stand, like what this notebook is rested on, which I think you can see from that angle. I sometimes have my phone up on that with the inspo picture, so we are both looking at it as, yeah, we're debulking, and they can say, oh, so do you like the green on it? I'd rather switch the green to blue. Okay, start having a look with, yeah, the other hand while I'm debulking this hand, and then get them to swap over. It's all about doing these tiny little things that is actually going to make the process easier in your brain, yeah, as the nail tech, to know what you need to do and the products that you need to have out.
And not to mention as well, like, it means that, like, part of the... It breaks the ice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, if you're sat with somebody for an hour and a half every 3 weeks, mm, you run out of things to say.
Yeah.
You do. You, yeah, just,
unless,
like,
they've been on holiday.
Yeah, exactly. You just run out of things to say. So yeah, it just gives that first 10 minutes, you know, you can just talk about nails and,
yeah,
then, you know, it gets you into a
conversation.
Like,
slides,
yeah,
in, doesn't it? Yeah.
But along with that, like what Shan was saying about the inspo pic, even reducing that time even more is asking those things over messages, you know.
Yes.
Get them to send the inspo pic and then be like, okay, do you want it exactly like that? If they want it exactly like that, get the colours out beforehand, mm-hmm, you know, like get it all set up. Like, yeah, you don't have to, especially if you're a new nail tech where like maybe your setup is new. So for me, for instance, like, because I've been in this room for so long and my colours have been where they are for so long, mm, I know exactly where things are and I can just, yep, like, just quickly whip around and grab it and it doesn't add any time to my appointment.
Exactly.
But if you're, like, sat, like, looking at your swatches and going, oh, what name is that colour? Oh, where did I put that? Mm-hmm. Like, those, like, 30 seconds a minute,
yeah,
like, it all really does add up. So if you can, like, ask them those things beforehand, before the appointment, I know that means that you're taking time out of your personal time, but it, you know, it's
a quick message,
swings
and
roundabouts,
yeah. We can't have it all.
No.
Right.
But yeah, just do that, and that will dramatically help as well, I think.
Yeah, but that goes into one of the other points, which is your workstation, your setup. So if you've, like you said, you've already asked those things, you know, like me personally, like Liv says, I know where everything is. If a client says the name of a gel colour, I know if I turn around where I'm reaching for it. I know where my yellows are, I know where my greens are, and I know where each colour is. That saves it so much. But also your workstation. So say you've got a regular client coming for a builder gel infill. I'll look on my, before the client gets there, I make sure there's a fresh file that's already seasoned out. All my cuticle tools are there. My cuticle bits are there ready to grab. I then get out the client consultation form, see what builder gel colour they add on. I then put my bottles in exact order depending on which builder gel I use. So like if I'm using nail orders, builder gel in a pot, I have the builder gel out in the pot, the primer next to it, and then I have my gel applique brush already seasoned and ready to go, my fine liner brush, which is what I move the builder gel around with. So then instead of you doing all this, pulling all your drawers open, getting all your stuff out, it's literally just to the side, grab it, and you need your
oh.
I'm getting too excited.
Slow down, Sean.
I know, I'm on it today. But if your workstation is set up, ready for you to do an appointment, it is just going to go so much quicker. You need to make sure you are organised. Organisation is key, even to the point where I have my gloves, two gloves, ready to go, bush bash.
I'm exactly the same, yeah. I think as well, like, I know there's a lot of you know, salons out there that are very, like, clean and aesthetically pleasing, and there's nothing on the desks and it's all put away, and that's like all well and good because it looks beautiful, but for me, like, I personally have like a big gold tray that sits here. I have my e-file on it, I have all my brushes, I have a pot with my files and my other brushes, I've got my little micro pore brushes, I've got you know, next to me here, I've got my tool tray with my cuticle tools. I've got my drill bit holder with all of my drill bits out. So no matter what drill bit I need, I can just grab it
and go.
And go with it. I've got my dust brush. I've got everything that I need, my acetone, my cleanser. None of it, everything that I need is not put away in drawers.
It's
just there for me to just quickly like whip it out and just work with it.
Yeah.
Because it really, like, if you're just rooting around in your drawers, it's just going to... It's a nightmare. And it also to add to that, you get in a flow.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
You know, with your appointment, you get like your muscle memory, like where you just know where things are to just grab them and pick them up. And if like you're putting things away in drawers and you're putting them away like maybe differently to what you did the last time, then you're like rooting around in your drawers and it's just like, that's going
to
add.
It's easier, to have everything.
Yeah.
In eyesight, you can just grab and do it, whereas if it's all away, and again, it sounds so pathetic because it's like it's just opening a drawer and grabbing it, but it saves so much time. It really does.
If you think that you're like carrying out a 10-minute consultation before you've even got started working, and then you think, oh, you've got to add another like minute to finding stuff in your drawers, and then you've got to add another 2 minutes to finding the colours on your shelves, like 100%. It all adds up like massively. And then I think that also like goes into like what tools to use as well.
Yes.
So like it's really important that you are buying good quality tools and buying them regularly.
Invest in your tools 100%.
So like something that massively, I know that I go on about Navovi all the time, but
it's because we love her.
Yes, and I think you can probably attest to this as well, like something that's massively helped me is using the coast bit from Navovi in my e-file, and it literally shaves off like minutes. I'm not talking like seconds, I'm talking minutes off your appointment time. Like I can debulk a whole set of builder gel in like 5 minutes. Like probably like 30 seconds per nail.
Insane. Thing is with Navovi as well, it's coated with something in it, so
TIN,
so it makes it last longer, because the amount of times I have used debulking bits from other brands where I'll think it's me slowing down, but it's not. It's because the drill bit has like blunted so much that it's not as sharp as it was, whereas I have noticed so much Navovi's coast bit is lasting me so much longer. But there will come a time where I obviously need to buy another coast bit,
of course.
But that comes into it as well, is making sure that you are keeping up with buying your drill bits after, is it 4 months or something like that?
It depends how often. If you're like a full-time nail tech and you're doing like 6 clients a day, I would say they're probably only going to last about 2 months.
So make sure just every 2 months you're buying a new drill, which, okay, it's costly, but you're also probably then fitting in more clients because you're faster, so you're actually bringing in more money by buying the new one. But yeah, drill bits 100%, because when I've used drill bits from other brands before that haven't been as good quality, it has taken me so much longer, and I've noticed since switching to Nabovi's tools.
And the Stalex as well, like the Stalex scissors or nippers are so nice and sharp.
Oh,
I mean, you have to be careful with them.
Yeah, the Stalex nippers, when I first got them, I was like, I'm defo gonna nip someone. Touch wood, haven't yet. But I actually had a girl in for the workshop the other day, and she used my Stalex nippers, and she was like, wow, these are sharp. And then I actually went to use a pair of my older nippers on myself when I was doing my own nails. Oh my god,
you can actually cause more damage using blunt nippers than you can sharp ones. So yeah, things like that. And then also like your nail files, that's another thing as well, because if you buy good quality nail files, I use the Stalex Pacman ones. You use Nail Order, don't you?
Yes.
No matter, it doesn't matter what brand it is, like just find ones that you think are good quality and you know aren't blunting after filing one nail. That will reduce time as well, because you know when you're like filing a shape, you can do it so much quicker.
Although that's one thing I was going to say, is I need to get brave enough to take off length with them, which you need to show me, because that will, I think that'll, the longest thing for me is taking down, because I have a lot of clients that their regrowth is ridiculous, and they're like, I want them back short, I want them back short, and I'm there like this, bingo wing flapping away, I'm like nearly taking off, like, oh! And I just think, oh, if I could do this with an e-file bit, just done. And I'm starting to feel the strain on my shoulder, so I need to get braver at it, but it's just one of those things where it's like, oh.
I know, it is scary. Before I used to do it, it used to really ache my arm like a lot, like just filing, like when somebody come in with like nails as long as mine and they're like, oh, I want them short round, I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, because you don't really want to use clippers either, because you don't want to break the builder gel, so then you're just like, okay, here we go, and you're like, oh my god. But another thing we will say about, if we're talking about e-file bits, is me and Liv both e-file, we don't hand file, which I know, I feel like majority of nail techs do e-file, but there are like nail techs out that hand file still, which, oh my god, down to you, Jesus Christ.
Did you know that Sophie,
I knew you were gonna say
Sophie's
that,
Sophie's Cute Nails, wasn't e-file trained? When I saw that she'd gone to Willow to do e-file training, I was like, I think I sent her a message or something, or commented, and I was
how
like,
are you that fast?
I have so much more respect for you.
Yeah, but she's
not
she
that
still
I didn't
so
before, but yeah,
doing it,
like she can do how many, like 11 clients in like 12 hours. I'm sorry. What the heck? How is she doing that without
the smoke
e-file
coming off of it and fire, and she's just going for it? But the thing is she, I think she said in one of her things, she's gone to the doctors about repetitive strain or something. So I think obviously then it starts taking the toll on your hand. Which if you are a hand filing nail tech, like absolutely, we're not telling you e-filing.
If it works for
you,
it can obviously be done. If Sophie's done it, she can do it.
But if you are a beginner and you're thinking about how to speed up, e-file training is definitely something I would highly recommend for speed. If you choose to be a hand file only, absolutely fine, but e-filing to me takes off so much time and so much strain on your body as well.
100%. I think that is, yes, it is important to remember that like everything that you're doing is causing damage to your body, you know, like even the dust you're inhaling and stuff like that. So if you can do something that reduces those, you know, physical strains, then why not do it? And I know e-file training can be expensive, but I promise you, even if you spend like £400-£500 on your e-file training and your e-file, I promise you, you will gain that back within a couple of months.
Yeah.
With how quick you can be. Like,
and you'll never go back.
No, literally never go back. It's so good. So who did you do your e-file training with?
Glitterbells. Oh, but I've got a Lucy Pastorelli. I know, yeah. Lucy Pastorelli e-file.
Right.
But I don't know how I'd do it without my e-file.
No.
Honestly, if my e-file broke, I have a little backup. But
I have a backup as well.
If it broke, I honestly think I'd say to my clients, I'm really sorry, I can't get you in today, because when I've hand filed before, you know, sometimes you'll go over just where you file, like over the nail. And I've literally thought to myself, I don't know how I would debulk a full nail of builder gel to 80% of the product off with my hand file.
I
started getting cramp here when I file, so I just think it'd be a no-go.
Mine broke about a year ago, I think it was. Was it? roughly about a year ago, and I didn't have my e-file for, I think it was like a good 2 days, because I was waiting on a new one to come, so I did a new one. Oh my god.
Did you still do clients?
Yeah, longest 2 days of my life. Like, luckily, I was still only doing like 3 or 4 clients a day.
Oh, okay.
So luckily it wasn't like, because if I was doing like my 6 client days now and I didn't have an e-file, I'd really probably struggle, I think.
I'd just say no. Yeah. I'd be like, you're going to have to wait.
I'm so sorry, I'm poorly.
Yeah, I'm really not feeling, I think I'd just be honest. I think I'd say it to him, my e-file's gone bust, because like, even the cuticle prep, I love all my drill bits, lift the cuticle, push it back.
And you're also like, it would also be like giving your client a really great service and then a really shit one.
Yeah, I do feel like the quality of my service would go down. I mean, I know I should be able, I just think with an e-file, you can, personally, you can really get in those crevices of the nail, and it's just so easy.
Did you do any time just manual filing? Because I only did my e-file training in my second year at college. So for that first, maybe like 8 months, I wasn't.
Yeah, no, I literally qualified, and then when I worked in the salon, that's the next course I did, was my e-file course, and I even said to them, I was like, am I okay to use an e-file? Because obviously I was like under them.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I okay to use an e-file? And I thought, well, even if you say no, I'm doing it anyway. It was one of the first things that I was like, e-file training 100%. And
definitely invest in it as well, because I think that like making sure that you're doing it with somebody who knows what they're doing. Like Nebovi has just released education as well, so I'd definitely look into that. But do it with somebody who knows what they're doing, who can teach you the right techniques so that you are using it correctly, because if you don't use it correctly, it can be a hindrance.
Yeah.
Like, it can end up going the other way.
That is one thing I would suggest, is going to somewhere like Nebovi or Willow, somewhere that is e-file, like Luce Pastorelli.
That's a speciality.
1,000%. I kind of wish I did, to be honest, but I'd definitely go to one of them where it's like, that's their main focus. It's not like, oh, and all these other things as well, because that's when I think that it's like, you want to focus on that main aspect that's going to be on the natural nail, and it actually makes a difference. Like, I think that's where sometimes, if you're not aware that actually if you use an e-file incorrectly, that can also cause a lot of damage to the nail, even though some people may not even be aware of that, but rings of fire and all that sort of stuff, so dangerous. So I'd highly suggest going somewhere like Nebovi, Willow, etc.
Definitely. And also, I think, oh my god, I've lost my train of thought.
Oh my god, you've done a me?
Where did it go?
Whoa, you've never lost your job.
Oh, and I was going to say, that came back quick.
Quicker than mine.
I was going to say, in terms of training, like, making sure that you are doing your CPD as well, like, continued professional development, because that will also help. Like, if you are doing, like, regular training and upping your skills, that's going to mean that you'll speed up, because you're learning, like, techniques that probably will work better and will mean that you don't have to, like, refine builder gel, for instance. That was actually another one of our points, was, like, make sure that you are taking your time applying your builder gel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whilst it is still wet, really take your time applying it, learn, you know, a technique that works for you, so that once it's gone in the lamp and it's cured, it's done, and you don't have to touch it again, because I can guarantee you will spend more time filing than you would just trying to get it right the first time in applying it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, don't put as much effort into the refining, put more effort into the
applying.
Wow.
Oh.
Slogan, we should make merch.
Oh my god.
Less refining, somebody, more applying.
Somebody asked us for aprons, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. When we were
oh, they'd be cute.
When we were announcing the Patreon.
We should just put our faces on it. Mine could be slay.
Just little cartoon versions of us.
Yeah. Just all dotting around. Yeah. Oh, they'd be cute, wouldn't they? But I remember when I was back in the day when I actually wanted to be an acrylic nail tech, it said apply the acrylic like you don't own a file. So just switch acrylic for, well, if you do acrylic, still say that. But if you just do builder gel, think of it the same way. Like, the only thing I refine after my builder gel is I'll just do the free edge. I'll just get my shape back if I've lost it. Majority of the time, though, I don't really refine. I just do it as in, that's what you've got to work with, so make it good.
Yeah.
And then you just do the art on top,
But it also goes into, like, investing in, because I know we said invest in tools, but I also think investing in products as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the products that you use can make such a huge difference to your service. So, like, say for instance, you've bought like a cheap gel polish on Amazon, and you are trying to apply that in comparison to trying to apply nail order. Like, a lot of the nail order colours I can just do in one coat, and that takes off, what, probably about 5 minutes of my service time.
Yeah.
Just being able to just do one coat and then a top coat. So making sure that you are investing in not only the tools that you use, but the products that you use as well, so that you are sort of getting the best out of...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting the best out of what you're using.
Yeah, because like you say, if you've got to do five coats of a colour, it's in and out the lamp, in and out the lamp. Another thing as well, actually, now you've mentioned nail orders, gel colours, is their 30-second cure time in the Lumi lamp.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of having to wait 60 seconds for one hand, it's 30 seconds, even the top coat, boom, 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 done.
Do you think that that really helps you, though? Because...
I personally do. Because by the time that hand's done, the other one's ready to go in, and then I can straight away do it, and then vice versa.
So you can paint a gel polish on in 30 seconds?
Yeah. But I also have two... Oh, that's another thing. Two lamps. I have two lamps. I mean, I don't I don't put my gel... my nail polish in the Glitter Bells lamp. I only do that in the nail order, which is why I want two nail order ones. But with my builder gel, it's a two lamp thing,
okay,
so I'm not having to wait for the that one lamp.
Sense, yeah.
So I mean, if you obviously down the line, if you can afford two lamps, is brill, because it saves me so much time. And I will be hopefully soon getting another nail order one, so then when it's the gel color, I can just douche. Especially with nail art as well, like, you know, just a quick little...
That's not something that we have even jotted down.
I
talk about speeding
about
up nail art. We did actually get a question on Patreon, I think, about nail art and how to, like, speed up that, yeah.
Oh,
so maybe we should touch on that at the end.
Yeah.
But
I didn't even think about gel colours when you just said that. Like, the fact that if you get higher quality...
Yeah.
Like, gel colours and stuff like that, if they're going on a lot nicer... Bish, bash, bosh. You done, aren't you?
I know,
especially
exactly.
Whites and blacks.
Yeah.
My God.
I know, yeah. Definitely white and black.
Yeah.
Yes. They're not fun to paint in full colour. So if you've got one that you can do in, like, one coat...
Yeah. I once had a white that took me, like, five coats, and I was just sat there like, oh, my God, and then it makes the nail bulky, and you just think, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
That's awful.
I know. Also, asking your client to sit still, that's another thing. Like, the many amount of times I've done nail art and the client's talking to me and I'm just thinking, oh, God. Whereas if you just say to them, get the courage to be like, are you okay just to sit still just while I do this? Because then you can just do your thing and you're off. Whereas the amount of times I've just thought, it's fine, just do it when they've stopped talking, or you do it while you're talking. Like, no, you need to be...
It always
sit
takes
still.
You longer.
Yeah. Sit still for me.
Yeah, I think it's hard to pluck up the courage to say something, though. I remember I would just, like, sit through. But most of my clients have got the hint now. Like, when I start doing nail art, they just shut up and just keep still.
Yeah, mine most don't of the time. As much. Although, another thing as well, talking about clients, I don't think clients realise sometimes that if they are better at their aftercare, their appointments go faster.
Yeah.
My client, I 1,000% know the difference between my clients that oil their nails and follow aftercare and the ones that don't. And I tell you something, the ones that don't, their appointments are so much longer because you're removing, like, any chips or any lifting or whatever. I don't think they actually realise that if they do the work at home, it makes their appointments so much quicker. If they've got less lifting, less dryness, less dry cuticles, you're doing less work, removing less products. We all know what it's like faffing around or removing whatever, that it runs so much smoothly, and you've just got to debulk, okay, great, and then do all your cuticle work. So also tell your clients, like, I don't just tell you to do the aftercare for my benefit, it also speeds things up for your benefit, and you can be out the door a lot quicker.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
I think emphasising that, like, looking after your nails is important anyway, isn't
literally.
It? Like, because I think a lot of the times clients just go, oh, well, I've got builder gel on, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
But that's it, though. I think that they think we tell them because it only benefits us.
I know, yeah.
Because, it makes their life easier and it doesn't really affect me. And I think, I'm not saying my clients think that, but I think there will be some people out there that think, I'm not oiling my nails because I can't be bothered, and she'll just deal with it and she can sort them. But then also, if clients are wanting a quicker service, they need to realise it's not even a 50-50 effort. It's, I'd say it's 20% the nail tech, 80% the client. Like, if you're doing what you know needs to be done to these nails. Once the client leaves, it's on them then.
Yeah.
Like, taking care of their nails, making sure they're strong, they're hydrated, all that stuff. Because there's only so much we can do. We can't stop them from not putting on their oil, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's impossible. But as soon as you say to them, like, you know, this will actually help you be out my door quicker, then they start oiling. They're like, all right, okay, great. Yeah. Because you can tell the difference between the ones that do and don't. 100%. Yeah. We all know that.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. When somebody, like, I have a lot of clients that will just admit to me that they don't use a cuticle.
I know,
like,
yeah.
You'd think I need you They'll to tell
go,
me that.
They'll just go, no.
I already know that.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's like, I was just testing you, actually. I was seeing if you'd lie to my face.
Yeah. But talking of, like, getting clients out the door.
Yes.
I actually let my... So, the way my house is you can... I have got, like, a porch. So, you walk in the porch door, and then I've got a front door. And then I've got a hallway that's, like, separate from my living room. So my living room, like, my door's closed, so all my animals are in there. So
all my animals.
All my menagerie, is that the right word?
I don't know what that means, so I'll just say, yeah.
Probably got that wrong. So I can say to my clients, like, oh, you can just let yourself in.
Yeah.
Which also, I know it sounds silly, but, like, it does sort of, it almost forces them to be here, like, a little bit early. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, like, they'll be... I can see them, like, sat waiting outside in the car, and they'll come in, like, you know, 29 minutes past if their appointment's at 5:30.
Yeah.
And they can just literally walk in, let themselves in, and I don't have to go... Like, they don't have to knock on the door and walk downstairs and open the door. Because that does add time to your, like, yeah, appointment. Like,
see, that's where we differ.
It.
Because yeah. I go to the door and let them in and let them out, whereas you just let them come in and out as they please, don't they?
Yeah, because I think as well, like, when it gets to the end of an appointment, and, like, if you've got a particularly chatty client that just likes to, you know, earwag. No, what's it?
Earwag?
Chinwag. Earwag. What was I trying to say?
Earwig, but that means listening to your conversation.
Oh.
They're trying to...
Chinwag.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. We'll make it up.
Yeah, if they're wanting to just, like, talk to you and they're sort of, like, hanging about at the end of an appointment.
It is. That is so awkward because...
I know.
You are literally like, I really don't want to seem like I'm being rude, but at the end of the day, I have clients coming in and out. And
I want my fucking dinner.
Yeah. Or I need a wee-wee. Yeah. You know, it's
the amount of times I'm sat here, like, jigging because I'm like, I need a wee.
Because sometimes I think my clients can tell when I am trying to get... And I do feel so guilty. I always feel so bad. I'm like, Shan, they can tell that you're wanting them to leave. And it's not that I'm just like, right, give me your money, bye, see you later. It's the fact that I'm like, I've literally got a client in 15 minutes and I still need to sterilise all my tools and clean my desk and have, you know, like you say, dinner or go to the toilet or whatever, that you're constantly thinking about the next. Whereas I think sometimes the clients just think about their appointment, which isn't on them because they are coming for that experience, but you've got in the back of your mind. Like, that's why I couldn't let my clients let themselves in, because I'd be worried, what if I run over and then I've got a client stood at my door like, oh, hi, and I've still got one with me, and I'd be like, oh,
it stressed
me out. Yeah. Whereas I like my clients to text me, let me know when you're here, and then I tell them when to come to the door.
I mean, I do, like, I would say, like, 50% of my clients will message me when they're here and just be like, I'm here, and I'll just be like, yeah, just come up. So I still do that.
Oh, so you still have that warning.
Yeah, but, like, a good thing to do, like, if you are trying to sort of get a client out, if you are in the position like me where you can just let them, you know, they can just let themselves in and out, is I just say to them, like, are you all right just letting yourself out?
Yeah.
You know? And that just gives them that, like...
Gives them that openness to be like, I also
sometimes, I know it sounds rude, but I also do start cleaning sometimes, like, once I've, like, taken the pictures and everything, and if they're still talking, I'll just start cleaning, and that'll just give them, like, a
little nudge.
Yeah, I don't do anything dramatic. I just, like, spray my desk and just start wiping it.
Sometimes I just start putting stuff in the bin. Well, I'm still talking to them, but they then see, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got somewhere to be.
Yeah, literally.
She's not just here for me.
But I do think it is hard, though, isn't it? Like,
it is
it's
really
the
hard.
Awkwardness of, oh.
Especially when you're, like, friends with some of your clients, like, if you're really friendly with them and, like, you actually are enjoying their company and you do want to sit and chat to them, but you've got to, I don't know, it's hard.
Get out my salon.
Oh no, honestly. Kick you out. Have we... We haven't done all of our points already,
have we? Except my favourite one. My favourite one. So if you've listened all this way... we've sped through that, haven't we? Yeah,
I think we might need to do a bit more talking, Shan.
Well, we could talk about maybe our favourite e-file bits and stuff at the end.
Well, you could talk... How about... yeah, we could do that. But how about you... like, how long does it take you to do, like, a set? So, like, say I booked in for, like, a builder gel infill and, like, a jazzy set, nail art set. How long does that take you? Well, how long do you book out and how long does it usually take you?
Oh, see, with, like, jazzy sets, I have no idea. I could not tell you off top
of my
head.
What if it was simple? So, is that what do you call it? Simple.
Yeah, so like my simple art, but my lowest tier. Well, say if you're having just a few swirls or like a few love arts, I'd probably say my debulking prep and builder gel application probably take me anywhere between maybe like an hour and 10 minutes.
Right.
Because I do think obviously the debulking, the prep, it needs to be thorough enough. And then I have got faster with my builder gel application.
Mm-hmm.
So then it could probably take me an hour to an hour and 10 minutes just for that, and then added out on top. So simple art would probably take me under 10 minutes because it's very simple. Gel colour can take me, depends how the colour and how thorough I need to, because I really like to get my cuticle really clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say gel colour can take me about 15 minutes, simple art can take me about 10, and then detailed is like, see, because it's hard for me because sometimes detailed, it's like lower level of detailed and like higher level of detail, but it still falls under the same category. But that's where it is hard, because sometimes I'll have clients booking for jazzy art, but it'll actually just be detailed, but then they've booked out, you know, for a while, so then that's when it's like you've booked out longer time, but it actually doesn't take me as long because you've booked in for the wrong thing.
So what do you still charge them?
No, I just do them, because the thing is, my clients book ahead, like 2 months ahead. How are they going to know what they want on the nails for then? So I can't be like, well, whatever you book in for.
Sorry, there's a man outside on a fucking quad bike on the pavement.
Oh my god, look at him go.
What is he doing? Better not bash my car.
I was just going to say, better not scratch my Fiat. Oh, love, I just got that wash from me yesterday.
Can you hear the dogs barking? Yeah, who the fuck's that?
Like, what's he doing?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
so they book out like 2 months ahead, so.
Yeah, so I can't be like, you need to know what you want on your nails 2 months from now.
I'm the same.
Yeah, I have got nail tech friends who they do still charge. They say, whatever you're booking for, that's what you're paying for.
I did at Christmas.
Oh, did you?
I said to them, I said, whatever you're booking in for, you're paying me for.
To be fair, that's more fair, because for Christmas, people should have an idea it's Christmas, you're going to want really jazzy or that, but falling into that, obviously I've now added intricate art into my services. Intricate art is like top tier. Like, did you see that alien set I did with the spacemen and stuff?
Shan, they were insane.
Thanks. But
she's so awkward.
But like, they took me so long, and so I have to have it booked out, and I'm not joking. When people book in builder gel and intricate art, it is literally like probably like nearly 3 hours of a chunk. So then that's when I struggle, because it's like that could be two appointments that I'm getting paid more than I would be one, but then again, it just is what it is, isn't it? But my intricate art takes a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. But that's where I think that falls into timings don't matter.
Yeah.
If you're wanting, like my jazzy nail art girl, the one everyone knows about, the hand tattoo girl, she always gets jazzy. She has never, ever once moaned about how long it's taken me. She's never even mentioned my timings. Like, we both know, we sit down and we're like, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
They're like,
strapping.
Bring your snacks and everything. Like, at the end of the day, if clients are wanting higher quality, really detailed nail art, they will sit there for as long as it takes. Whereas if you want shorter timings, you get a shabbier job done if you're wanting that level of nail art.
Yeah.
It just, for me, it is what it is. And if anyone ever had a problem with my timings, I wouldn't be the nail tech for them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What about if somebody had a problem with your timings? If someone said to you, Liv, you take too long.
I mean, if they were saying that to me, I'm already fast anyway.
You're like, what do you mean? I'm Speedy Gonzales.
Well, yeah.
Come on!
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I would react if somebody said that to me. I think I'd be like, right.
Yeah, me
cool,
too.
Like,
yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think if you're a
me?
Beginner and you are worried about your timings, just make people aware of it.
That's, that is one thing that I really would advise is, like, when you are starting out, is just send them a message and just be like, I'm a beginner nail tech, just to let you know this is going to take me like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, because I think,
and people don't care.
No, because they've got to understand it's not just your skills that are slowing you down, it's your confidence. Like, if you're not feeling confident with your, say you've just passed your e-file training, or you're just getting used to doing nail art, or how you're applying your gel colors, you're going to be slower because
it's
taking you the time. So I think if you are a beginner, just message the client and say, just so you're aware, like what you said, I'm a beginner, so it's going to take me a little bit longer. And then you know they're aware of that as well, so you don't have to be panicking, like, oh, I hope they don't think I'm taking too long, because they're aware. And also, on, if you have an app like Fresher, it tells your client how long their appointment's going to be.
That is a good point, actually. I never even thought about that. Like, that is a really good tool to use, like, at the beginning. Because I never had Fresher until, like, what, like 6 months ago?
Yeah, you didn't have it, did you? No. For a long time. But I've found out something on Fresher as well. It does like a little thing where you can change the appointment time, so the client only sees, say you've booked in with me for builder gel and filling and check it out, and it'll say to you, okay, this is going to take 3 hours. You can actually do it on your end where you add time onto it that the client doesn't see. So say you think, actually, you know what, that's probably going to take me 3.5 hours, but I don't want my client to see that it's going to take 3.5 hours, because it might not, but you still need that extra time so you're not rushing or panicking. You can add it onto your side so you see it's going to take, you've blocked out 3.5 hours, but the client only sees 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's good as well.
That is good, yeah. I mean, if somebody's out there willing to sit there for 3 hours, they're not going to be bothered about another half an hour.
Probably not.
No. But that is
a
good...
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but that is a good... Because on Fresher as well, like, when you do your catalogue, your services, you can add on for each service, like, an extra time. So, like, if you want 15 minutes between each client to tidy up, you can add... You can do it so it adds on automatically.
There is loads of little good things you can add and do stuff like that.
Maybe we should do an episode about Fresher.
Yeah, because I love it. I know a lot of people don't like the fees, but it literally doesn't take a single penny from me. It doesn't take a single penny.
The only money it takes from me is my text messages, but that's nothing.
Oh, see, as soon as my free text messages go, it's just emails for my clients.
Yeah.
I say, check your emails.
Yeah.
Don't bother with your texts. They run out first day.
I think most of my clients put it, like, in their calendar on their phone. Anyway,
yeah, so. My clients are all very good with it. Yeah. Very good. But at least it sends them somewhere.
I know, yeah. But, yeah, for me, I'm talking about how, like, how quickly I do a set. Like, I have gone from taking, like, 2 hours to do, like, a builder gel infill with the gel colour to, like, an hour in the space. I mean, I'm only, 3 years into being a nail tech, so if you're at the beginning, just remember, you'll speed up.
Which that really goes into our favourite point, is it literally is, some majority of the time and practice, which is probably what none of you wanted to hear.
No,
but it is, unfortunately.
We've saved the worst to last.
But it is, and I know if I were a beginner nail tech, that would be the last thing I wanted to hear, because you just want to be, you want to be where you're at in the future now, but it just doesn't happen like that. Like, you need to let yourself have the time, let yourself have the practice, and like we've said in all those other points, like Liv said, muscle memory, because you've been doing it for a long time, you know where that is, you know where that is, you know, okay, I need to get that out because I'll probably need it for this, and oh, the client, I know this client really well and she'll probably want this colour, so I'll pop that there and get it out on my nail art palette. Like, everything just comes because you've got so used to it.
Also remembering that, like, it takes time for you to like get used to using things, like or you may be using a tool that maybe in 6 months time you're not going to use because it's not working for you.
Yeah,
like, you know, you'll be trying things and trialing things, and you know, you're just like, you're right in the beginning, so just enjoy it. Enjoy that it takes you like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Like, don't put stress on yourself, because it's pointless.
Because when you become a fully booked nail tech who is faster, then it's just like, done. Whereas now, just like you say, enjoy being in the process of becoming. Wow. These quotes, I stole that from TikTok, I can't even say that. But I might get that printed on
here. Yeah, but you still remembered it.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive. But I think as well, I read somewhere that actually to get, well, textbook perfect, I know you're never perfect at something, but to become very skilled at a certain skill, it takes 10,000 hours of practice. So just think that, like,
Jesus
if
Christ.
You're just doing your first couple of days of e-file and you're getting annoyed at yourself, you're like, oh my God, it actually takes 10,000 hours at that particular thing. I think... Anyway.
That's long.
I might have lied about that. I'm pretty sure it's 10,000 hours.
Maybe it's 10 hours.
Imagine I'm there like, it's fine, it's going to take me 10,000 hours. Oh, I'll Google it later.
But yeah,
I'm wrong.
That's, like, if you can take anything from this episode, like, as much as, like, we've tried to give you, like, really tangible tips and advice that you can actually implement into your work, also remember that it's just not important. Like, it's, the how long it takes you is the least important part of your job, like
the whole
because
thing.
Everyone is different, like you know, there might be a nail tech out there that can do a set of nails in half an hour. I mean, I don't know how, but
slip you.
I know, but you know, like Shan's probably never going to get quicker than what she is because she doesn't want to be.
No.
Like, she likes that time that she spends with her client. She likes taking her time. She likes knowing that she's doing everything thoroughly and properly.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure that you're charging the right amount as well.
Yeah, I know. Which is that's what falls into my intricate art thing, which is where I think I need to see, okay, but this client is taking up actually two spots of what would be builder gel infills and art, so that you need to make sure you're pricing it right, because I know I'm guilty of that. But if you're at, like, there's, like Liv said, there's different nail techs. There's some nail techs that, you know, aren't that bothered about speeding up, and there's some nail techs that really want to because they want to have like 10, 12 client days and get them in and out because you really wanted to, like, save up your money or do whatever, and that's fine too. So there are some practical skills you can use, but to those of you that do just want to enjoy your job, I really don't think that timings matter that much.
No,
I really don't.
I don't either. But I think that we've given, like, some pretty good advice.
I know.
I feel like that's been
we've
the most, like,
them
informative
off. Yeah.
Episode yet. But yeah, do you want to... Are we done? Do you want to move on to Nail Tech Spotlight?
Yeah, I do.
She can't remember who it is, but I can, so it's all right.
Can you?
Yeah, Eloise.
Oh, God, of course. It was my idea, that one. Guys, my memory.
So, we were talking before about who we wanted to be Spotlight, and Shan was saying that she was stalking Eloise, because Eloise... if you don't know, Maisie was on our... a guest a couple weeks ago, and Eloise is one of Maisie's nail tech friends, and we mentioned her a couple of times in the episode. I already followed Eloise. She's so unbelievably talented.
Yeah.
But Shan mentioned her before, and I was like, yes, perfect. Yeah. It's like, we need to spotlight her, because her art is incredible.
Amazing.
Like,
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. Really detailed, and she's a girly that knows what she's doing. Like, it's nice though when, like, having Maisie on, she spoke about her friends, so then I went on, like, had a little, like,
a little
stalk, yeah. And I was just like, wow, like, she's so, you know, when you know and you hear of someone but then you actually go and look and you're like, whoa, like, that is talent. So yeah, I thought it would be quite nice to mention her, because it's just when you find somebody else who's really creative in that way, it's so inspiring.
It really is inspiring.
Just seeing what people are capable of.
I know.
It's like literal art on nails. It's like tiny paintings. It's just insane.
Can you just check what her handle is exactly,
of course,
so that we can shout her out? But yeah, it is mental. Like, honestly, go and look at her art and you'll be like, what the fuck? How did you do that? Mm-hmm. It is honestly insane. Like, the talent in this industry is just mental. I feel like we could just have endless amounts of people we could spotlight.
Yeah.
It's just never ending.
Gels and is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Whoa. That's mental, innit? That is mental.
She's
I got
good.
Well excited then, sorry. But, like, it's just...
Yeah, so her handle is Elle's Gels and Beauty. So
Elle's Gels and Beauty,
do you want to spell it?
ELLESGELS and Beauty. It's just... oh, my God.
As usual, it'll be linked down below. So go and show her some love on... I'm pretty sure her handle is the same on TikTok as well. Shani's just, like, sat scrolling through her pictures.
Because it's just art. Like, I'm sorry.
Her pictures as well are impeccable.
Yes.
Like, how does she take such good pictures? I don't get it.
Santa!
I know.
Santa. Like, to me, it's just... you can really appreciate the
art. Can we have some tutorials, Eloise?
I know. Oh my god. Like, see, but it's people like, they say it frustrates me because I'm just like, she should have over 50,000 followers. I know. Like, it's just mental.
I know. She doesn't post loads on social media, I don't think, but
no.
I mean, art like that, she doesn't need to be posting.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit.
So yeah, go and show Eloise some love.
All the love.
Go and give her a follow.
Support
her. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode.
Oh my god, smashed it, guys.
We did smash through that one. That was, I don't so know, good.
We are getting better at this. we are getting better. But next one will be a shambles.
I know. It'll be our third one of the day. Yeah. So.
Well, technically, fifth.
Yeah, because we're doing six episodes today.
We're hammering them out, guys. Bish, bash, bosh.
Including the More Natters episodes. So if you want to listen to oh my god.
Help!
If you want to listen to more of us, I don't know why you would want to.
Sorry, your phone users.
But make sure that you head over to More Natters and then join our Patreon. There's lots of perks and benefits over there.
So many.
You can have an extra episode a week. You can join the group chats. We've got Zoom calls.
There's everything.
Blog posts.
It's Nail Tech Disneyland. But also, please subscribe to our YouTube.
Yes, please do.
We really
subscribe.
Want to get our subscribers up because then we can do more and get a lot more from over there. Share us on your Instagram. Guys, just do it all. Come on.
Yeah.
Get us out there.
Rally around us.
Come on. You might get aprons if you do.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah. We might release merch one day.
One day.
And the Patreon members will get it first.
Yeah, you'll know all the goss.
Yeah, so go and join us over there. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that this episode was helpful.
Yeah.
We hope you took something from it.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
And our next episode is a good one as well. So
yes.
Keep an eye out for that next week.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
And we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.